Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon, and we're on ESPN2 for the third straight show.
I'm Frank Isola, backup network, backup co-host.
Man,
simple.
Oh, no, I don't
know. My contract.
Over this like Tony does.
Tony was here. They kicked him out. I showed them the clause in my contract that
back
I have
up.
To work
you
to.
Get the you get the ESPN, so you get the Deuce.
Yes.
You're Mr. Deuce. Deuce Bigelow. Huh?
Twice as nice. New York, New York, as they say.
Welcome to PTI, even on the Deuce. Tony has the day off. So I am joined in studio by our great friend, Mr. Frank Isola.
In studio.
Yeah. And we start with Jalen Hurts and his sprained throwing shoulder. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni said today he's not ruling out Hurts from playing against the Cowboys on Saturday, praising him for his toughness and quick healing. And Hurts says there's a chance. Frank, should the Eagles risk Hurts or rest him against the Cowboys?
Like an old newspaper guy, playing Hurts, question mark.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing about him, and you can't question his toughness, because after he got hurt, he was 6 for 9 against the Bears, and he threw that long pass to A.J. Brown. Of course, that's a little bit on adrenaline. I'm resting him because I think you've put yourself in a position you need one more win to get home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and the divisional round doesn't start for a month. So that would give him a lot of time. Now, if you need to win on the final week of the season to still clinch home field, maybe I'll play him then. Take this time. This guy, do you realize that he's taken more hits? The only two quarterbacks that have taken more hits this year are Daniel Jones and Justin Fields, your guy, who every time they show him on the bench looks like he's gone 5 rounds with Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
So at some point, he plays that style. That's the kind of guy he is. There were 17 runs that he had, 11 by design, against the Bears. He gets hit a lot. So why risk it now? Give him the rest.
First, I agree with you. But let me play devil's advocate for a second, Frank. Why not take that out of the play call consideration for this week? First of all, you're going against, first of all, number 11 on the Cowboys can take you out.
Exactly.
And the Cowboys have lots of defenders who could, and you don't want that. You want him to be upright and healthy as he can be for the playoffs. So that's why I'm with you. But you could take those run plays out. You could protect him a little bit. We saw San Francisco do that when they needed to, because they're obviously down two quarterbacks already. The 49ers did that with play calling. You can protect him to a degree.
It's the way that he plays, though. That's when he's his best.
Well, what does he want? I mean, there's always a but. You know, you want to play. He says there may be a chance. Okay, we're going to honor that chance, but you're not going to run 11 times. You're not even going to run 3 or 4 times. If you do, you're headed straight out of bounds. On third and ones, we're not going to play it that way.
He ran the ball 17 times, and 11 of them were by design. So sometimes that's him knowing that he's going to run. A lot of times it's just him reading the defense. But and here's the thing about all these guys that run, whether it's Josh Allen, we've seen it now with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
There comes a point, it's going to catch up to you. And God bless this guy. He is as tough as they come, Jalen Hurts. There's a good chance he could be the MVP of the league.
Right now he is.
But you know what? Maybe I'm going to win a Super Bowl with him, and it's going to be this year. I'm going to give him the extra rest.
Nobody's going to blame the Eagles for saying, we're holding you out. We're going to protect you against yourself or from yourself. We're going to do that. Nobody's going to blame him for that. Also, though, there's the pride of playing against
100%. 100%.
There's that. And look, I have lived in the NFC East, if you will, for my whole adult life. I understand the want to that's involved with that game and every player on those two rosters. But if I play him, we're going to go low risk play calling. And if you can't do that, then that's just your ego getting in the way.
Again, though, that's the way that he plays. When you get your guy Steve Young on, ask him about running. Another guy that ran until eventually you take too many hits.
Take too many. He's probably taken too many already.
All right. Baker Mayfield didn't have the magic last night.
Nope.
Aaron Rodgers and the Packers rolled over the Rams at Lambeau 24-12. After the game, Aaron Rodgers said he does believe that his 6-8 team could win out against the Dolphins, and they got two home games, Vikings and Lions, and make a run at the playoffs. Are you with Aaron Rodgers on this one?
Of course. We've seen him do it. we've seen him do it. Now, those three games, none of those games is easy.
Nope.
The at Miami, and Miami's been struggling, and they're going to want and need a win. So they're not going in there against some team that's shutting it down and resting its starters. And then you got Vikings and Lions. I mean, the Vikings come up with these weird situations, these weird close wins yep. all season long, what, nine times? And the Lions are, I don't know, perhaps the most attractive story in the league right now, Frank, with the way they've been playing. So, look, these are hard games. Can the Packers run the table? Yes. Do I think they will? Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, I think one of those division games may be a little bit too much, even though those games are in Lambeau playing against dome teams.
And remember, it's they got to win the three games, and then they need
help.
And it's complicated.
Yes.
We'll give out your cell phone number if anybody wants to figure out the playoff ramifications, how it works. They can call you. You know, they have had a five-game losing streak during this season. Now it's going to take five in a row to win. But you should never discount Aaron Rodgers because he has the ability to carry a team. But let's remember the teams that they're beating now. It's been the Bears and the Rams. And Baker Mayfield had the great game where he had the comeback. That wasn't going to happen last night. The Rams are a shell of themselves. You only remember half the players on the team. There's a completely different team that won the Super Bowl. I just don't think it's going to happen for them because the schedule is going to be too tough. I agree with you about playing the dome teams now at Lambeau, which will be the final 2 weeks of the season. But the Vikings are too good. They're the most disrespected 11-win team. They still went on the road and won at Buffalo. I get it. They were down
33-0 at the half.
But they did come back and win. They came back and win.
Listen,
the Green Bay's not going to be able to run the table in these last
years. Yeah, I don't think. What percent chance do I give it? Or 1 to 10? If 10 is yes, they're going to run the table, I'd give them a 4. I mean, it's possible. First of all, Aaron Rodgers with a hot hand can beat anybody still. But the dome team thing is interesting. You know, I'm screaming and hollering in Chicago every week because they want to build a dome in some stupid suburb. And how does that work for the Vikings and the Lions?
Yep.
It doesn't.
Vikings
Green Bay Packers are going to be the only team in the division that's a real team.
That's right.
You play there. That's part of your advantage unless you give it away because you stupidly think you're going to get a Super Bowl. You're not getting a Super Bowl. You shouldn't get a Super Bowl. I live in Chicago, and I don't want to be there in February. Why would anybody else want to be there in February? So now you take those teams in the division, Detroit and the Vikings, and they play cozy inside, and they go outside to Green Bay, and they're likely to lose.
The genius of Michael Wilbon is the topic is about the Packers, and he turned it into the Chicago Bears
all the same.
And their stadium issues.
All Midwestern people, not you I-95 folks. Just get that straight. You and that other New York guy who sits over here sometimes. We're used to. Let's move to golf, where for months we've wondered how the Masters would handle that split between the PGA Tour and the Saudi Tour. Well, today, the tournament announced that it will keep its previous qualifying criteria for 2023, meaning that at least 16 Saudi Tour players will be invited to play at Augusta National in April. Frank, what does this decision mean for the battle between these two tours?
You know what? I really think today was a lucky day for LIV and for the PGA. It's not the worst thing that these guys get in, because eventually they're still going to have to qualify. Now, the past champions, guys like Sergio, Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, they'll always be
champions
in the Masters. This could impact guys like Brooks Koepka down the road, Bryson DeChambeau as well. What the Masters basically said, it's a tough decision, but we're not doing anything to keep them out, but we're not going to make it easier to keep them in. And you know how this works with guys that have won the U.S. Open, like DeChambeau and Kepa. Eventually that'll
forever
run out. There'll be other criteria.
For a long time.
But the Masters essentially said, it's status quo. We're not changing anything. We didn't give them an advantage to get in, or we didn't bend the rules for them to be in. And you know who ends up winning in this?
Cool.
The golf fans who don't want to get involved in politics, who don't care
they
about all this
see
stuff,
the
whether
best
it's right
feels
or wrong.
Possible.
That's all they want to say.
That's all that means today to me. You know, the rest of this means, look, they're going to have to merge. I mean,
you think that's going to happen?
Yes. If the AFL and the NFL, my God, I know you can't remember that. I can. I was a little kid. The NBA and the ABA, which dragged four teams. Yes, the Denver Nuggets, the Indiana Pacers, and San Antonio Spurs, and I'm leaving some of the Nets.
Yep.
Your Nets. Those teams were in the ABA, and there was a fight, and there was money, and there were hard feelings. That's going to happen with this. It's going to happen.
But that's the same country. We're talking about different governments, Saudi Arabia,
Frank,
the PGA
is golfers. It's the same golfers. They all live in gated communities, some of them in mine. All right? I see them. They know each other.
Yep.
They don't hate each other. They might dislike each other right now and stare and glare. It means nothing. It means the same guys who've been playing Augusta National in April are going to play it again. Nothing changed. You're right. The Masters didn't seek to keep anybody out. They're going to have to get this resolved. The Liv's going to have to get rid of Greg Norman and get this thing resolved. Merge already.
How do you think the fans are going to look at this when the Masters rolls around? How will some of the players, the relationship with some of the players?
That's different.
Rory and Sergio Garcia?
That's different.
Would you like to see them paired together at some
point? Yes, of course I would. But the patrons will get to see the same people they've been watching for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
How different is
that? But for the guys that haven't won the Masters, okay, and I understand the different qualifications, but when you look at the World Golf Rankings, a guy like Bryson DeChambeau was sixth last year. Now he drops down to 65. Okay. Then he's going to fall out of the money.
It doesn't matter what he's going to fall out of because they're going to merge.
He could eventually be in a place.
There's no eventually.
You're convinced they're going to merge.
Eventually.
So this was just buying
time.
We're
going to sit here and say, Frank, we moved to golf where the PGA Tour and the Saudi Tour have come to an agreement. Blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
You got one thing wrong. What? It'll be on ESPN that day. Tony will be here.
Ah.
That's not in my contract.
It depends on when it is. Let's take a break and cut it up. What's the word for Patrick Beverley's taunt of Chris Paul besides lazy?
And a hockey star talks the refs out of a penalty that would have given his team a power play. How about this?
That would upset Don Cherry, wouldn't
it? You look like you're going to sing a Christmas carol. You look good.
Thank you. I can sing
a little eggnog.
No, no eggnog. I wish I had eggnog. I have eggnog at home. Are you an eggnog guy?
Nah.
I am. Not spiked. I don't spike it.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's time to choose our words carefully. Let's get the first one from the producer over the loudspeaker.
Patrick Beverley's taunt of Chris Paul was blank.
All right. He did this with his team, the Los Angeles Lakers, Frank. Yeah. Down 26 points to the Phoenix Suns. They're getting hammered. And Patrick Beverley, who was known successfully and rightfully for getting in people's heads, for agitating, for irritating, hey, he's a pro at it. He's great. He's on the Mount Rushmore of that thing. But when you're down 26, you ain't getting anybody's head, son. And all you're doing when you do this is say somebody's too small, which is the laziest and stupidest thing in pro basketball right now. Every single guy's got to do this. Lazy and stupid. So that's my hyphenated word.
I'm going to go with diversionary because really what Patrick Beverley is doing, he wants you to take the focus off the way that he's playing. He's shooting 33% from the field, about 26% on threes. Remember, he talked a big game how when I come to the Lakers, we'll go to the conference finals. Now, maybe that could still happen. They might need a small miracle for that to happen. He also says every team that I go to makes the playoffs and we win. He has not played well. I've heard that he's worn out his welcome there already. He's driving people crazy. And let's remember, too, the last time they played in Phoenix, he ran up and pushed DeAndre Ayton
from behind.
2 years ago during the playoffs, he did the same thing to Chris Paul when Chris Paul was going back to the huddle. So I get it, Patrick Beverley. You're a tough guy. But the real tough guys, you have ample opportunity to look Chris Paul in the eye and then go after him.
That's why
you waited until he turned his back and then you chased
that. Great line from Devin Booker. You know, he needs to start pushing. Pat Bev. You start pushing people in the chest, which says that. Let me just go back to this notion of lazy and stupid. It's this gesturing about too small. It's the second dumbest thing in sports. You know what the dumbest thing in sports is? Every NFL defensive team after a turnover running to one end of the field. Why would you copy something from every single other team? Where's the originality? All these guys want to tell you how brilliant they are, and they all do the same stupid thing after. Why didn't somebody do something original? Come up with something. You're creative. There's smart guys out there. I know there are, but it's dumb and lazy.
But we know that he has the history with Chris Paul. And, you know, Patrick Beverley ended up a minus 17. And did you see the lineup that the Lakers had out there last
night? No lineup.
Without LeBron,
no
Anthony Davis, without Russell Westbrook. They ever going to get to 500?
Maybe. Are they, here's more importantly, are they going to finish in the top six?
Nah.
So you got me to play.
It was Anthony Davis. Davis was playing great.
A month.
And now he's out.
At least.
Yep.
All right, what's next?
Cale Makar is blank for telling refs not to call a penalty because he didn't actually get tripped.
Makar could be sort of heroic for this. I mean, Frank, when you get tripped and the linesman has his arm up, right, and he's ready to signal penalty, and you watch, there's the sprawl, right, and a penalty's going to be called, except you already see him waving off the decision to call it.
In a nothing-nothing game.
In a nothing-nothing game. And says, right, that's 2 minutes. You're going to be on the power play. And he says this takes sportsmanship to another level. And it sounds hokey, and there's some coaches who would want to fight him in the locker room later to say, you don't ever give that away. It's bygone.
Yeah.
It's from another era. This is something you would associate with, I don't know, Gordie Howe.
Yeah.
You would, in the 1940s or even 50s, you would not associate this in today's sport, any sport, much less the NHL.
I think it was shrewd. I'm going to tell you why. Yeah. It was the game was scoreless.
Yeah.
And they have one of the best power plays in the league. And the game ended up going to a shootout. Colorado wins, so they get 1 point. They have the sixth best power play in the league. Last year, they were the best, so he took that away. And I'm thinking, can you imagine your guy Michael Jordan is going to do that? Is going to admit, no, I didn't get fouled. Is he going to do that? Tom Brady?
No.
Is doing that. I didn't get hit?
Not giving away any advantage.
Well, that's
ever.
But here's the difference. It's a long hockey season. It's only December.
He's going to buy himself something?
He's telling the referees, I'm a good guy. So when I end up flopping in a game in
or
May,
you, can let that
you know it's legit.
Two-minute penalty go when I elbow somebody in the boards.
Yeah.
I hear you. It's just from another time. I'm sure most people watching this under 50 have no idea what this was or is and, or stood for or symbolized.
And look, we all love the World Cup, love the sport.
Ooh, speaking of flopping.
But soccer guys do this a lot. They're
a lot.
Always trying. When
there's
they get
30
in, when they get into the penalty area and they get close to contact, guys go down. It happened
and they're
to
not giving it back.
No.
There's no bygone in that. You can go back to
Pelé,
you're not getting
with
that.
We're not doing that, 100%.
That's our final word. We're going to take one last break, but still to come, another special day, another one in the life of Kylian Mbappe.
And the Phoenix Suns appear to have a new owner. And if this tease is to say that you're buying the Phoenix Suns, I'm actually going to believe it.
You're going to come with me? Be my GM?
I'll just drive you around.
No, stop. I can drive.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 24th birthday. Kylian Mbappe. Let me say that number again. 24th. He's not even in his prime yet. And yet, at this young age, Mbappe already has one World Cup title and just had a hat trick in Sunday's World Cup final loss to Argentina, prompting none other than the great Pelé to say, quote, what a gift it was to see the spectacle for the future of our sport, close quote. Mbappe's performance earned him the Golden Boot over Lionel Messi. Messi and Mbappe are teammates on Paris Saint-Germain, but Mbappe's been at odds with the team. Real Madrid, Man U, and Liverpool are all said to be following, Frank, this situation closely.
And Neymar's also a teammate at PSG. Mbappe on Sunday, I didn't think he looked well for most of the game.
Really?
And in that moment, the penalty kick and then that second goal.
The second goal. Was the thing he looked pretty damn good to me.
For selfish reasons, I hope he goes to either Spain, plays there, the games are on ESPN, Peacock has the Premier League games, because PSG, really the only time we see them is the Champions
can't
League.
Can't see him that much.
We'll get to see him play more if he plays in Spain.
I'll watch Mbappe. I'll wake up
early and
watch
Mbappe.
Tony won't. Archie Bunker won't, but I will. Happy anniversary, Allen Iverson, on this day 18 years ago. The Sixers star point guard scored 50 for the second straight game, dropping 51 in a two-point loss to the Jazz. This came just 2 days after Iverson scored 54 in a win over the Bucks. While AI shot 42.5% for his career, he made 58% of his shots across these two games. In all, Iverson scored 50 or more 11 times in his career, finished with a career scoring average of nearly 27 points per game. Many compared Ja Morant to Iverson, and Iverson said recently he sees the similarities.
That's a good comparison. Do you know that there are 12 guys that have gone back-to-back 50s. Of course, Wilt. If there is a scoring thing, Wilt is involved.
12 guys have done it.
But Michael Jordan has done it before. Kobe Bryant. Devin Booker has done it. I'll give you a name which, if we sat here till tomorrow, you wouldn't guess.
Who?
Antoine Jameson has done it.
No?
A back-to-back 50s.
I would not come up with that. That's good. I like that one. That's a good pull. Happy trails to Clyde Drexler as the Trailblazers' all-time leading scorer. Damian Lillard needed 21 points against the Thunder to pass Drexler last night. Dame tied him on a three-pointer in the third quarter, later passed him on a free throw. Drexler's record of 18,040 points had stood for 33 years. Lillard passed it in 137 fewer games. My goodness, that's a season and a half. Lillard finished with 28 last night, right on his season average, and tied the game on a layup with just 3 seconds left. But Shai Gilgeous-Alexander beat the buzzer in regulation to win the game for the Thunder.
What a year Shai Gilgeous is having. For Damian Lillard, let me ask you this. Everyone thought maybe a year ago, if you're Portland, trade him. You can get a lot of assets for him. To his credit, he wants to stay.
He wants to stay there. He loves the community.
And they've done a pretty good job of building the team back up around him. Chauncey Billups is the head coach. So you don't have a problem
with this. I like what they do. And I'm partial to Dame Lillard and why he says he wants to stay there. He outlines his reasons. He sticks to them. He's true to them in that community. Good for him.
Yeah.
By the way, game on the line, Drexler or Lillard, who are you taking for one shot?
I'll probably take Damian Lillard. He's closed out playoff games.
Closed out playoff games.
Then against Oklahoma City, Houston, I think, was the other one.
Yeah. Yep. One omission, the Giants postponed Carlos Correa's introductory press conference today after a medical concern arose during his physical.
He signed last week, 13 years, $350 million. If this deal falls through, that means the Giants thought they had Aaron Judge, and then look at Carlos Correa.
That would be tough. People, they're not going to be happy. Yeah. Let's go to the big finish. We're running out of show. The Jets will start Zach Wilson, the quarterback, against the Jaguars Thursday night. Does that make sense to you?
You know what? I actually thought he played pretty well on Sunday. The problem was you got to use your timeouts there. What was Robert Saleh doing late in the game? They ran out of time.
Great.
Billionaire mortgage lender Matt Ishbia is finalizing a deal to be the new majority owner of the Suns and Mercury. Your thoughts?
Wow. Apparently he's going to pay in the neighborhood of $4 billion. Played for the national championship team, Michigan State, in 2000. Good. I'm excited to see
Tom Izzo to the Phoenix Suns.
Start those rumors. They got another more famous alum at Michigan State. The Rangers go for their 8th straight win tonight at the Penguins. Do you believe?
Yeah, remember the Rangers last year beat them the final 3 games of the playoffs. They'll do it. The Wizards have lost 10 straight. Did they snap that streak tonight in Phoenix?
Even without Booker, I don't think so. Last one, roofclaim.com, Boca Raton Bowl tonight, Liberty and Toledo. Who you got?
Toledo's lost 4 straight bowl games. Liberty, you freeze won't be coach. Remember, he took the Auburn job. I'll take Liberty. We're out of time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
I'm Mike Wilbon. We are back on ESPN 1 tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, this Sports Center.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.